Now, Ruth Watson had 30 years as a hotelier and restaurateur before she became a familiar face on our television screens. She's now presented four series in which she gives UK hoteliers a blunt assessment of their properties and their service standards. She's now shifted her no-nonsense style into country houses, assisting owners breathe new life into their crumbling mansions. Well, we'll talk about that later, but first, I asked Ruth about the qualities needed to run a successful hotel.
It's simple. You have to be thoughtful. You have to be considerate. You have to be anticipating people's needs and meeting their needs and do it with good grace and a desire to do it, not because you're actually being made to do it. You've obviously still got to run a business, so you still have to adhere to all the normal parameters of business. I mean, you can't just ignore the fact that you've got to make a profit, because otherwise you aren't employing people and you're not running anything.
So how well do we do it? By we, I mean the UK generally. I've seen you quoted somewhere saying we could easily lose 10,000 hotels and bed and breakfasts and not miss them.
And I would stand by that. I think there is an awful lot of property, particularly in seaside areas, which has just had such a lack of investment over the last few decades that, and there's no hope of restoring it, because if people haven't made profits for years and years and years, then they haven't put any money into it, then the facilities become worse and worse, and it's just this downward spiral. And I think you could lose a lot of individually run properties, not to say all of them. There are some that are very beautifully run, B&Bs, which are immaculate and, you know, totally full of hospitality, really, really good.
What do we do well in this country?
I think we do food very well now, especially in metropolitan areas and in little hot spots around the country. We still do food abysmally badly in lots of locations, but if you use the relevant guides and things, you can eat very well around the countryside. I think where our strength is coming is from the middle market, where we're doing very good little boutique hotel chains and the sort of medium prices. Well, I say medium, actually it all seems quite expensive to me now, but
and quite a lot of other people, that's one of the criticisms.
In the budget market there is a huge improvement there as well, and particularly when they can do new build, because if you now can start a hotel from scratch, we stay in one outside Wrexham, which is really cheap and cheerful, but it is so well designed. It has everything you need. The shower works, it's clean, the bed's comfortable, there's enough light in the room, everything works, it's not expensive, but the benefit they had was that they started from scratch.
Segment 1. Now, Ruth Watson had 30 years as a hotelier and restaurateur before she became a familiar face on our television screens. She's now presented four series in which she gives UK hoteliers a blunt assessment of their properties and their service standards. She's now shifted her no-nonsense style into country houses, assisting owners breathe new life into their crumbling mansions. Well, we'll talk about that later, but first, I asked Ruth about the qualities needed to run a successful hotel.
It's simple. You have to be thoughtful. You have to be considerate. You have to be anticipating people's needs and meeting their needs and do it with good grace and a desire to do it, not because you're actually being made to do it.
Segment 2.
You've obviously still got to run a business, so you still have to adhere to all the normal parameters of business. I mean, you can't just ignore the fact that you've got to make a profit, because otherwise you aren't employing people and you're not running anything.
So how well do we do it? By we, I mean the UK generally. I've seen you quoted somewhere saying we could easily lose 10,000 hotels and bed and breakfasts and not miss them.
And I would stand by that. I think there is an awful lot of property, particularly in seaside areas, which has just had such a lack of investment over the last few decades that, and there's no hope of restoring it, because if people haven't made profits for years and years and years, then they haven't put any money into it, then the facilities become worse and worse, and it's just this downward spiral.
Segment 3.
And I think you could lose a lot of individually run properties, not to say all of them. There are some that are very beautifully run, B&Bs, which are immaculate and, you know, totally full of hospitality, really, really good.
What do we do well in this country?
I think we do food very well now, especially in metropolitan areas and in little hot spots around the country. We still do food abysmally badly in lots of locations. But if you use the relevant guides and things, you can eat very well around the countryside. I think where our strength is coming is from the middle market, where we're doing very good little boutique hotel chains and the sort of medium prices. Well, I say medium, actually. It all seems quite expensive to me now. But,
and quite a lot of other people. That's yes. One of the criticisms.
Segment 4.
In the budget market, there is a huge improvement there as well, and particularly when they can do new build, because if you now can start a hotel from scratch, we stay in one outside Wrexham, which is really cheap and cheerful, but it is so well designed. It has everything you need. The shower works, it's clean, the bed's comfortable, there's enough light in the room, everything works, it's not expensive, but the benefit they had was that they started from scratch.